SBS. Stories from around the forces world.
A new collection on the rich history of the Royal Navy and the Royal Marines has just launched at the National Museum of the Royal Navy at Portsmouth's historic dockyard. The project is called Seymour, and it's just been given a major grant of nearly £14 million by the Heritage Lottery Fund. Eilish McGuinness is their Director of Operations.
I think that we realise that the history of the Navy is one of our great stories, and not enough people know about the variety of that, the really kind of personal stories, the trials, the really important things that need to be told in order to remind people. So this new Discovery Centre will really broaden that understanding, and also be able to show more of the amazing material which the museum already has in store.
Over 2 million artefacts, currently kept in 30 separate stores across 9 different sites, will be relocated and made available at one Centre for Discovery. Key to launching the site will be the move of the Royal Marines Museum from Southsea. Brigadier Richard Spencer is the Deputy Commandant General of the Royal Marines. Formerly a trustee of the existing Royal Marines Museum, he's been involved in the partnership with the National Museum of the Royal Navy.
Personally, I think it reflects the fact that the Royal Marines continue to be part of the Naval Service, and in doing so, we are bringing this together in one site. But perhaps more importantly is we're allowing hundreds of thousands more people to experience an element of Royal Marines history, of Royal Marines heritage and of Royal Marines ethos.
The Heritage Lottery Fund's investment will help the project's overall £17.5 million total. £2 million will come from the LIBOR support for military charities, as well as a fundraising exercise. Dominic Tweddle is Director General of the National Museum of the Royal Navy and says they have big plans for the future.
Marines Museum will be accompanied by a collection centre which will bring together all of the rich reserve collections and make them accessible to the public. So that's the next thing on the agenda. We are probably going to create an introductory experience to the whole site so that you can understand what there is to see here. And then we're going to continue to invest to make new galleries and new attractions on the site over the next few years. But the naval history preserved here is really worth it.
This is Tim Humphreys at Portsmouth's historic dockyard for BFBS.